connected to a doctor and they would read like your cum sample and see if you're like missing, you know, 4 out of the 7 essential vitamins, and that's when you need to get Celsius.
Hello, welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I'm the Latino with a podcast, and today I am with Anthony Hernandez. That he's a Navy, so he's a Marine, not a Navy, because I recently learned like, that they have beef with each other. Navy and Marines.
Yeah, I mean, we ride on their boats a lot. So you know, we gotta be friendly.
You gotta be friendly. They're like fucking.
Yeah,
Navy.
They do. Yeah, they do put us in the bottom of the boats. It does suck being on the boats.
Why it suck it to be? I just imagine the slave with just going in the
pool. Yeah. Shoveling coal. Yeah. Well, we clean. All we do is clean a lot when we're on the boats because, like, that's not our jobs to be there. Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Modelo Negra. That's how my dad asks it in restaurants, and I get afraid because he's like, no, la negra. And he's like, you're too close to the word. please stop that.
Yeah, we've talked about that, how, like, that word in Spanish doesn't have as negative a
yeah, no, it's not negative at all. Like, yeah. But
well, I don't know if it does. It is a negative, but it's still not as bad.
No, okay, I'm gonna say this. Latin America is super racist. But
right,
the racism has like consequence in society clearly. Like, you can clearly see, like, okay, due to racism, this is happening and it's affecting in a negative way this community. In Venezuela, at least, no one is affected by racism. Like, there is, but no one is, like, really affected. It doesn't change your economical situation because of, like, it's not like you're not getting a job. It's like, that doesn't happen.
It's like class. I'm sure class
but
is more.
Yeah, but we have a lot of phrases that is like, for example, te negrearon. That means that they took advantage of you, or like they got you bad on a deal, and basically it says like, oh, you got blackified, and I was like, that's super racist. And we were talking recently, and with my family, and they were like saying like, oh yeah, thank you. I didn't want to go to my grandmother's house. And the reason is because she was brown. I'm not the same person.
But I thought you meant recently. I thought
No. When I was a kid.
Oh,
it's like, why don't you want to go? It's like, because she's brown.
I missed that part.
No, recently I'm like, because she's black. Like, now I know. Now I know better. But you brought a note. In your phone for topics.
Yeah,
I have this topic because I don't know if you have seen that, and since you're a Marine, and I talk shit about you in many opportunities in this podcast, and one was Aaron Klein, I believe. Kaylee Horton also talked shit about you, like, and now finally, see. But one of the things like I want to talk about since you're a Marine is, do you think that men are losing their, like, protective masculinity? Because I've seen a lot of videos, and this happened in Europe, like, there's a lot of, like, migrants from Africa, Muslims, and they are more violent.
That's a pretty wild statement.
Look at the statistics. They're more violent. And the Europeans don't know how to defend themselves. There's a video that there's one guy that throw a chair to one of the guys, and it's a group of 5, and they look at each other like, should we run? Like they're like defenseless, and I believe that's happening. Like in modern societies, the men is becoming defenseless.
I don't think it's just men, but I think just violence is used less.
It's just a lot less. But I believe like I've seen videos of like the same. This is Europe. Like one guy slap a woman's ass, and the boyfriend is there. The boyfriend's like, "Should we run? like do something."
That's wild.
So what do you think about that? Coming from a violent environment as being in the military.
I guess I never really thought about it. I don't know. I really just stick to
it. You're like, I'm conflicted right now. Yeah, like he chugged beer. He's like, I am the one slapping the ass. Okay.
I did want to.
Why are you gay?
I got to have a Celsius before I start writing. I'm missing my 7 essential vitamins.
They're just bringing your own beverage to my podcast.
I brought you one. I also brought you one if you would like.
Yeah, this is the only guest that brings beverage to me.
Yeah, I, you know.
Okay, cheers. Celsius with beer. Yeah,
we're yeah you get, I mean.
The second part is going to be interesting.
I was late. I want to be honest about that. And that's because I didn't start my day with a Celsius, you know. It's like.
Are you promoting Celsius in the podcast?
Oh, no, I just love it. It's, you know, it's. I think I have 2 every day, you know. I just got my blood work done, so, and the doctor says I look great, so.
If your day is going bad, Celsius will help you. What else? What benefits of Celsius?
You got the essential 7 essential vitamins, you know. You think you get that from the sun, you get vitamin D. You know, you could take a multivitamin that might hit some of those things, but you won't get all 7 like you get in Celsius with only 10 calories. Like, that's crazy. Look, all of this, only 10 calories? Like, oh my God, I love them. They're great. Everyone should go buy some. And they have like 21 different flavors.
Now, what is the slogan? Your slogan for Celsius?
Live fit. Yeah. Yeah, you want to live fit, you got to drink Celsius.
But this does have a lot of caffeine.
It depends. You know, that's...
It does have.
Depends like, on what you think is a lot of caffeine.
But okay, balance against... Because I have a lot of topics like go with that. Like,
yeah.
I believe men are becoming defenseless. And I've been seeing, like, society is going to a place that no one like each other. Like, women don't like men, men don't like women. Like, everybody's, like, on their own bubbles, being like, this person is annoying.
Right. There are a lot more bubbles, I think. And that's not really, I think, community building. Like, if you have such a small group, it's not a community. It's a group.
Yeah.
And then, but, yeah, I get that. We're like, yeah, I don't really hang out outside of the people I like, but I should. I should get different perspectives and meet with people and hang out in places that I normally don't, so I could get different perspectives and stuff.
I believe we're becoming a lot of bubbles, and one thing that afraid me is that how AI is going to take advantage of that.
Dude, AI, it is, like, scams have been, going up.
My mom is friend with AI. She called AI her friend. And I believe that's going to happen with a lot of people, that they're so lonely and in their own bubble.
Oh, yeah.
That especially AI is their friend.
Especially old people. Like, they would fall to scams before. They would be, like, the target audience. And now, with AI, it's getting better, the scams.
Have you seen, like, on TikTok? I don't know why the algorithm is showing me this in For Your page. But it's showing me, like, AI girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, you can download an app. And the app is like... Oh, do you want me to take off my clothes? Sir, yes or no? I'm like,
yes.
Yes. Please. Por favor. Hazlo.
I wonder.
Have you seen those apps?
Or I've seen those ads.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not just me. Okay.
I mean, who knows our algorithm is.
Would you fuck a robot? I believe that. I believe that's coming. Like, the Chinese people are already building them.
Are they not already here? Like, what do you consider a robot? Like an AI?
AI powered robot girlfriend. I believe that's happening. I believe in the next 5 years, a lot of people is like, this is my girlfriend. It's like, is she connected to the... is she plugged
in? Yeah. But they could, like, I could see some uses, like, you know, they would, like, it could be connected to a doctor, and they would read, like, your cum sample and see if you're, like, missing... You know, 4 out of the 7 essential vitamins, and that's when you need to get a Celsius in your system.
With ads for Celsius.
I'm sure there's a lot of information from your cum.
I believe you need a Celsius.
Yeah, and then it's a vending machine. Our vending machine, sponsored by Celsius.
You open the ribcage, and it's like a fridge with
Celsius.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like 4 Celsius and sex.
Just... Although you need to keep that warm, I think that's yeah, Celsius is great. Where else would you get Robo Flavin? Right here? 137% of your daily essential Robo Flavin.
He has a joke about bread that he just mentioned all the type of bread. I believe he's doing that with Celsius.
I don't think I can.
He's just gonna sponsor like Celsius.
No different flavors. No high fructose corn syrup. That's what I want in my energy drinks. I'm tired of high fructose corn syrup.
So the RFK is starting to ban all of that.
I mean, I haven't really been paying attention. I'm sure it's.
But he one of the things he's trying to ban is the corn syrup, and I was like, yes,
that's
and all the. I'm gonna say this. I'm sorry, but I do feel that the people who hate Trump, they have all the right to hate him. But sometimes, in a few little occasions, they do something that it actually makes sense. But they're like so blind by hatred that they're like, no, fuck, you are not gonna fuck with my corn syrup. It's like, that's bad for your health. This is one of the only good shit they have done.
Yeah, there's a few things that, you know, you got to look at it and be like, ah, man, that's, you know, that worked.
That's just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And some people, again, extreme people. It's not.
That's what we get is the extremes.
Yeah, it's the extreme, but the extreme are making more noise. But the extreme is like, oh, you like that? So you like genocide in Gaza? You're like, what the fuck? Like, how did we get there? No.
Exactly.
Don't want corn syrup on my food.
You know who's against genocide in Gaza? Celsius. They do not support the genocide in Gaza.
I wanna see the tweet. I wanna see the tweet. That
oh, it's
says
coming.
That.
We're working on it. We gotta craft it really well. You know, use the right hashtags.
What is the right hashtag for this?
Stop Asian hate is one of them. That's what we're also behind.
Asian
Celsius
wrote with a capital C, so it's Celsius.
Oh, yeah. The Celsius C. You know?
Yeah, in the Asian. They don't care about the Asian. They just care about the marketing behind it.
It's a big market.
Okay, what else do you have on Celsius? Because I had that.
No, aspartame. People are going to know I can't read. No artificial colors. Yeah, look at this. Beautiful. It's a beautiful natural.
Are they paying you to brand Celsius?
No, I just love it. I love starting my day with it. Or, you know, one at right before the gym.
This is like the deep fakes that they're doing with Joe Rogan. Like, you know the deepfakes that AI videos of Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan's like, hey, I wake up every morning and I just drink my Celsius. What do you think about that? And it's like Neil deGrasse is like, hey, like if the universe put us in this spot where we have Celsius.
What a great time. What a great time. Created in 2004, you know, it's a relatively new brand. You know,
it's been 21 years.
21 years.
This brand can drink.
Oh, and it's lasted. I mean, how many things? You know, the market is so saturated with drinks
I'll try to make a deep fake, and it's that your face is Joe Rogan, and I Neil deGrasse like actually, in the universe conspire to put this in this. So why not drink Celsius?
How do you like your kiwi guava?
It actually, it's pretty good.
Like, right? Yeah,
it's really good. Celsius is really good. The only thing I believe is I'm against is that it had like a lot of caffeine, and it's just
it only
like
has 200 milligrams.
Accelerates metabolism, burns body
good.
Fat.
Amazing.
Yeah, but how?
Because of caffeine. It attacks your body fat. Have you ever seen Osmosis Jones?
No.
it's a really good movie and a TV show. It's about this pill and this white blood cell in the body, and they're like fighting the things that make you sick.
Okay.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, I would suggest.
That's Celsius in your body fighting the fat.
That was pre-Celsius, but that'd be cool to see a Celsius working in your body like that. It'd be an action movie.
I'll tag Celsius in all the clips I do from this, and they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
I was just a proud supporter of Celsius. Yeah, all the flavors are really good. There's like 21 flavors. Have you gone to like when the gas stations, when they're like good gas stations, they have
a whole
fridge full of them, and it's great. Sometimes they have deals. But it's a great price point where it's at. It's like
now you're like,
very
where
affordable.
Can you find? This is an interview on the Celsius marketing team. So Anthony, where can you find
almost
Celsius?
Every corner store, you know. If you go to a store and they don't have Celsius, you turn around and you leave.
Call 708-324-0568 and get Celsius delivered to your house.
Oh, delivered Celsius? That'd be a
treat. He just puts more. You just wrote like a really nice idea that I can.
Well, there's also Celsius packets. you know, when you this is you know it's a travel size. You dump it into You dump it into your water bottle, shake it up, and it's just as good, you know? I keep these around in case of emergency. You know, you're feeling tired. Got it, you know.
You know what I love? I love that this was his plan. Like, I don't know from how long he has been planning, like, I'm going to go to that podcast and just talk about ourselves.
Oh, no, this morning I was just
like. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what the topic he brings. I'm gonna relate everything to Celsius.
It's just so good.
I can be like, genocide in Gaza, and you're like, you know,
against genocide
what
in Gaza.
Those kids will love to have a Celsius. Like, if they have caffeine in their bodies, they can escape the bombs.
I mean, who wouldn't need 200 milligrams of caffeine in their body right now?
Okay, let me put, like, we need to make a pause, but I'll quick, like, of things that you can put Celsius on. The California fires.
California goes great with breakfast. Have you had pancakes and Celsius? It sounds like an odd combination, but trust me,
I have done it.
Some maple syrup is really good.
California fires.
California fires. Really any fire. Well, you should really be drinking it, not putting it on there. But, you know, you could do it with your Celsius, whatever you want. I hear I have the berry flavor. It's really good. You should try it.
That wouldn't work for a fire.
No, but this would help the wildland firefighters keep up the good work.
Okay.
The fires.
AIDS. No, or the chicken pots infestation that is happening.
Is it chicken pox? I thought it was
It's the other measles? One. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we can't say that Celsius would cure it, but people with measles that have taken it have felt 95% better. You know, the doctors.
I'll put some graphics in here for no reason.
Yeah, there's something about the measles, you know, virus that, you know, Celsius just knocks it out. You know, it's just like
you just feel like
feel a lot better. Yeah, you know, you're feeling terrible with measles.
Don't you have like Celsius like ski mask?
Oh, it's like coming out of your pores. It's amazing. Could not recommend it enough.
We're gonna do a pause, but in this pause, I'll just put insert like a ad for Celsius.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Celsius, buy Celsius 270. What's your number? I'll give you a number. Okay, we're gonna come back. Little pause, and we're gonna come back. And we are back after drinking two more Celsius because they are the best in the market.
Yeah, if I could get some water after the next break to. Oh,
you can just fill this with water.
Yeah, what an idiot am I. Do not exceed 2 servings per day. That's just, you know, happenstance. You can do 3 or 4. How much caffeine does this have? I wonder if this has the same amount of caffeine.
I believe it does.
How do they fit so much caffeine in here?
Okay, I'm gonna bring the next topic, and we'll see how we can go to Celsius from there. Because
zero sugar. That's great.
But 10 calories. Which is not that much. Like, all drinks have like 200.
Oh, yeah. 10? That's nothing. There's more calories than a grape.
Okay. Have you seen The Last of Us?
Yes.
Are you watching the new season?
Yes, I am.
What do you think about the he's putting Celsius in the Celsius? This is... my panic. Okay, actually, I'm gonna. Oh, this is.
Why are you gay? You are gay.
Now it's a sparkling kiwi guava berry.
Okay, going to
watch my heart explode in this episode.
Yeah. Like I'm at the end of the episode, is instead of the credits, it's just a picture of you in black and white. After this episode, Anthony just died. But it was because he didn't have enough Celsius in his body.
Right,
and then it's the ad again.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Okay. What do you think about what is happening with Bella Ramsey? Bella Ramsey is the one who portrays Ellie from the game. And she closed her Instagram and her social media because people are basically harassing her, being like, oh, you don't look like the one in the game. And people are like, you're ugly. And it's like, who cares? Her acting is amazing. This is my opinion. Her acting is amazing. I understand that you wanted to.
Whoa, that's a hot opinion they got there.
Hot opinion. Her acting is amazing, and I do believe like you don't have to look exactly like the game to portray this character. It's like,
yeah, the people that are hating on them are like,
I'm more in the season one, because season one is like, this 14-year-old girl is not hot enough. It's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
I mean, that's not what they say, but they're like, oh, this 14-year-old, because she's 14 in the first season, is not cute, because basically they think that the one in the, well, she said she's ugly, but it's like, then you want someone to be cute who's portraying a 14-year-old. So what is it?
Yeah,
what is happening there?
I didn't know that this was a huge commotion.
You were like, I was one of the ones that thinks that.
Get her out of here. Get someone that I know in there. But I have heard about them complaining about the season two, the actress that plays the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, Abby.
Abby, yeah.
Well, Abby. That's the character.
Yeah, that's what I've heard of people complaining about, because she's not, like, buff enough. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yeah, no, this is my take. Like, I do like how she's... I didn't play the game, so maybe that's why I'm not with the gamers, because I didn't play the second game. But...
So you played the first one?
The first one I did. But the story behind the Abby from the game is that she get, like, that super buff, because she basically is just training all these years to catch Joel.
Right.
And that's why people are complaining, because it's like, you took out her body transformation that is clear, like, her Seek for Vengeance was so fucking huge that she transformed all her body to look for Joel.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, she's pretty now. And they're like, no! The kid is the one that have to be pretty. It's like, what the fuck are you saying again?
Yeah, I hate when people can't just enjoy it. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Both the game and the season. Yeah.
What is your take on Ella? Do you want her to be prettier?
I mean, she's a good-looking gal. The character, the person playing her, yeah, she's fine. I don't really know her.
Would you fuck her?
I have no idea. If I, yeah. I would not. Probably not.
Damn! What do you think about these people? Because this is my take.
They're idiots, they're the louder minority.
It's like the thing with the mermaid, the black mermaid, or the thing with Snow White. But this is the difference. I believe, like, if we change Ellie, like, nothing in her character needs to be as it is. It can be a boy. It can be a Chinese woman, like, girl.
Well, I think the girl part is important because Joel had a daughter.
Yeah, but if you change the Joel daughter for a son, it's the same. Like, you can change the gender, you can change the race, and it's the same, because there's nothing, like, inherent to her skin color or her gender that changed the character. It's not white.
Unless it's Chilean, then the whole story is
yeah, you're gonna understand they speak Spanish weirdly.
Yeah,
Okay, for my guapo. Yeah, no. If it is a Venezuelan, like, no one will save that kid.
They got plenty of kids down there. 2-for-1 sale.
If it is Venezuelan, Ellie is just like selling candy. The story is just she going through the zombies selling M&Ms. As a racist against my own race. Okay. But in Snow White...
You want to try this? It's with the berry. It's pretty good.
I'm going to have like a palpitación.
No, your heart's going to get stronger. That's what it's like, working out your heart.
Actually, it's really good.
Yeah, dude. You think you can't mix them. They do, and they're great.
We're back to Celsius.
It's kosher, too, for our friends in the Jewish community. You know, shalom.
Do you think
Shabbat shalom.
Celsius will see my podcast and Celsius will be like, you have to take this out.
No, I think
we don't have any... they just put a statement and they just send you a cease and desist. Like, please stop promoting us.
No, I think they would really enjoy watching your podcast. And it's also gluten-free for people with gluten allergies. Shalom to them as well.
Do you have a Celsius joke on stage? Or
no.
You should have one.
Oh, Celsius is not something to joke about. It's actually you know, a very important part of our community. And by our community,
what they
have
done for this community.
I have certified vegan. Certified vegan. How many other drinks are certified vegan? Not a lot.
It doesn't say certified vegan anymore.
Right here. Yeah. It's right there. And black and white.
Kosher.
Non-GMO. Get those GMOs out of here. I don't want them. Yucky.
I like that. I brought so many topics, and I just can't talk about Celsius. And about fucking Ellie.
It is a great show. Did you watch the last episode?
No, the last episode is today.
Right. Well, the previous. Last week's. With the fence. Oh, my God, man. My fucking heart needed a Celsius right then. I was terrified, and I needed to calm down, and, you know, I cracked one of these bad boys. Made it all better. You know what they need in the post-apocalyptic world? More of the Celsius. These will hold. I think these will hold a lot longer than these. I'm not sure what the...
Okay, this is a hot take, but if that town had Celsius... They would have destroyed the zombies. Yeah, they wouldn't destroy. They would fist fight the zombies.
See, here it says not recommended for women pregnant or nursing, but I don't believe that. I think the pregnant women and the nursing women would be hell of a lot better.
Actually, if you this is like research investigated, and if you mix Celsius with baby formula, your baby grows stronger.
Fucking grow to the apex in weeks. Yeah,
if you publish university studies. Yeah, if you drop Celsius on cordyceps dies. Did you know about that?
No, I haven't seen that study yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I mean, it would not surprise me.
Yeah, if you drop it on the fungus from The Last of Us, the zombies just like.
Oh, although die. We got to be careful because it might make them stronger.
No, they die.
They die?
They die.
Okay, good.
Because this is against fungus, because this is so pure. Nutritional and pure that the the whole community of zombies are like, no, we're not fucking with what else?
Okay. I just love it. Look at how beautiful the can is. Like, the color. Oh, man.
Okay, I have two topics for the bonus content, but we're going to
end. How much vitamin B do you think you get a day? I can tell you that I get at least 120% of my daily recommended value, all thanks to Celsius.
Okay. I'm going to say something, and should I bleep it? Should I say this? I'll say it. There's a podcast I know that they, like, when the episode is not good or, like, whatever, they just, like, don't post it, or they edit, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I don't do that. And my designer.
Yeah, I can tell you do not do that.
My designer, she's gonna be like, "What the fuck, this guy?" But like, I'm really having a good time with the fucking Celsius stupid shit. But like, people are gonna be like, "Why did you post this? This guy just talking about Celsius."
Well, hopefully we reach someone.
They should have a jingle, and I just put it, and then
ooh, that's Celsius a good jingle. Idea.
You know what? For this episode only, the background will be Celsius during the whole episode.
You know, all I could hope for is that we reach someone that doesn't know about Celsius, and they get a chance to learn about how great this is.
What will be the name of the episode? You can put whatever you want. That's gonna be the name of it.
Live Fit.
Live
Anthony
Fit.
Hernandez.
Live with Celsius. Fit.
With Celsius.
Oh, Celsius.
Or bigger, faster, stronger.
Bigger, Celsius. Faster with Celsius.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck.
Marketing executive Anthony Hernandez.
I mean, I'm just a simple farmer here in the land of Chicago, and you know, I just like starting my day off, and at night, right before bed, I get the best dreams. I'm always like winning fights in my dreams.
Right now, I want to do a sketch around all of this, and it's actually you do all of this all the time, and it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Like a shower. Have you? You got to try shower Celsius. We've heard of shower beers, but shower Celsius.
A Celsius bomb. It's just like a compact that you just
absorbs into your body, into your skin.
Celsius salts.
Oh man. The snorting Celsius, yeah. Sign me up. I'll test that out. Test that bad baby out.
Celsius not sponsoring this podcast.
No, they.
But this episode, dude, you have to. If they contacted me, and they're like, "Hey, we wanna like be your sponsor because of you," I don't know what. I don't know if I will be happy or mad because this is so stupid.
Well, I mean. I just felt like I was lacking chromium in my
diet. What
if they
message you? What would you do with this weekend? What would you do if they message you and they're like, hey, you got to stop. You got to stop with the Celsius stuff.
Oh, I would be so sad. So sad that I can't keep preaching the gospel of Celsius. If there's one thing this world needs, you know, we're living in troubled times.
Let's do a stand of Celsius, and we just go to a train station, and you just talk about Celsius.
Oh, we could hand it out. Hand it out to those people. Head into work.
Like the Bible classes, but it's like...
Yeah, Celsius yeah, like classes. A Bible stand. We just hand out
Celsius. Like, hey, you have a moment to talk about Celsius.
Yeah, oh, or Planned Parenthood in front of one of those. Those people, you know...
They need guidance.
Yeah, well, they need the energy. You know, I'm sure it's like
make more babies.
That and whatever they're doing, whatever they want to do. You know, it's up to them. Celsius is also pro-life. What's the one that is pro-abortion?
No, it's pro-choice.
Pro-choice, yeah, they are pro-choice. I get the words confused. But yeah, no,
if you want your baby
really
stronger, Celsius. If you want an abortion... It might work.
Yeah, it depends on the demographic that's watching this. yeah, but Celsius is great. I love it.
And with that, we're going to end the episode. But
oh, really? I thought you had a couple topics.
Yeah, but it's going to be for the bonus content.
Oh, okay.
But we're gonna talk about more about Celsius.
Yeah, can we go get some more?
Yeah, for sure. I believe in every store.
Yeah, if it's not there, get the fuck out of there. So can we?
Okay, do a commercial about Celsius. To the camera.
You know, when I'm having a tough day, work got you down, roommate taking long to take out the garbage, I reach into my fridge and I pull out a sparkling kiwi guava Celsius. First gulp, day's better.
Well, with that, we're going to end the episode, so adios. You got to say adios in español.
Adios.